At the Victory Convention Centre in downtown Auckland, dozens of hip-hop dance crews are about to battle it out tonight to win themselves a place at the World Hip-Hop Championships in Las Vegas. Among them are the Hip Operation crew, the youngest of whom is 66 and the oldest 96. This group of athletic oldies were brought together by Billy Jordan, who, after narrowly escaping death in the Christchurch earthquake, felt she had nothing to lose.
I just thought, well, gosh, life's so short. I've just got to seize every moment that I can. And the only other people that seem to want to really seize every moment and who also thought they were about to die all the time was obviously senior citizens.
Billy put signs up at rest homes and medical centres inviting elderly people to join her hip-hop dance crew. She got a huge response, but only 30 made the final grade.
I've got people in the group that have got dementia. I've got four people who are deaf. One's blind, one's in a Zimmer frame, one's in a wheelchair. I've got a couple of, you know, Elkies. I've got people with huge egos and then some people with none at all. I've had one member who's pushed another member and made them cry and they quit. I had one that flashed her bosoms in public. That wasn't good for our reputation.
Despite the challenges, Billy's taught the group how to hip-hop and tonight is their big night.
Tonight they're performing for their first time in a competition, which is making world history. So tonight is a big night to see how they're accepted and whether people really like them or not, and for them to perform on a big, big, big stage with lights and crowds and all of that. So hopefully nobody throws rotten tomatoes at them.
One of the group's biggest fans is the director of Street Dance New Zealand, Bev Adair Beats, who's hosting the championships tonight.
We feel very honoured that they're here. There's a lot of respect between us. It's not token. They're serious about what they're doing, and we just love them very, very much.
Are they any good?
They are fantastic. Much respect. There is nothing token. And let me tell you, us at Street Dance New Zealand and our community here in New Zealand could be more proud of them, and we stand right beside them.
And it seems Bev's not alone in her praise. Even the most urban and cool hip-hoppers here are happy to support them.
I love them. This is an inspiration to a lot of crews, including ourselves as Prestige. I just think they bring something that's really inspirational for us. It makes a difference to our community altogether as well. So it's fantastic. I love having them here.
The star of the show is 94-year-old Mainie Thompson, who was given a medal by the Queen for her services to world peace. This foray into hip-hop is just her latest adventure.
I enjoyed the whole idea of it, really. It seemed a wonderful thing to be bringing older people back into life again, in a way, and to be mixing and meeting young people and seeing what they do. And it's brought a whole new way of looking at things for me. Just the idea that you don't have to be boring, and when you get old you don't have to sit and knit in front of a fireside and be an old lady. I'm a great-grandmother now. Well, when I was young, great-grandmothers didn't do anything. They just were old ladies. But now I see a whole new idea of what older people can do and be. And I want to be part of that.
How does your body get around all those hip-hop moves?
Oh, there's no trouble with that. No trouble there.
So you don't, do you get stiff after dancing and things like that?
My body can do anything it wants, really. I just wish my brain would would do a few more things. Because when you get old, your memory isn't so good.
But you can remember the moves?
Oh, yes.
Is this just a bit of fun for you?
Oh no, it's a bit more than that. It is a bit more than that. It adds to my understanding.
In what way?
Well, in one way, for one thing, I don't have anything much to do with men these days. And now we've got quite a lot of men in our group and I enjoy meeting them again.
It's a competition tonight. How do you think you're going to do?
Oh, well, I think we'll do enough to give ourselves respect for what we're doing, but I don't think we'll outshine anybody.
With just a few minutes to go till they have to go on stage, Billy gives the crew a pep talk.
Okay, Mainie's gone on walkabout. Okay, now listen, can you hear me?
Yep.
Has everybody got their hearing aids in?
Yep.
Selwyn, have you put your batteries in?
Yeah.
He hasn't. Put your batteries in. Yeah, he has. Okay, so that's all right. Okay, listen. You've got 3,000 years life experience together. Some of these crews have only got 60 years life experience as a crew. You've got 3,000. So I want to see 3,000 years of attitude and positivity on that stage. So when you hear your name called, the Hip Operation Crew, you walk onto that stage with your attitude and your mana, okay, your staunchness, and go out there, do your very, very best. Mainly, I'm glad you've decided to join us. Now, what we're doing is
I had to have a pee.
Well, I'm pleased you did. It's better that you do it here than on stage.
Yes, I think so.
Now, Cara, we have a special request from you. No. Do not go to sleep. Do not go to sleep.
And don't thump your stick either.
The crew is called, and this is their big moment.
They hail all the way from Waiheke Island. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the young Hip Operation!
The audience, which is mostly made up of young hip-hoppers, goes wild. Billy's so excited, she's jumping up and down beside me.
I can't speak. This is amazing. This is the most amazing moment of my life.
As they come off stage, everyone is elated.
How was it?
It was fantastic. It was marvellous. It was brilliant.
So overwhelmed, I'm crying. Legs are going like jelly.
Oh, it's a wonderful day.
They loved you, didn't they? Marvellous crowd. They're wonderful. Mainey, well done. I saw you. How was it?
All right. Fine. Yeah. No, it was good.
Good. Did you see how wild the crowd were for you?
I didn't even see the audience. You could just hear them.
My goodness, you're really popular.
I hope so.
These guys are magic, absolutely magic, and they belong on the world stage. Honestly, they will inspire people to just get up and get going. They are magic. You can't buy that. Absolutely fabulous.
So it looks like the next step is Las Vegas, where the dance crew will give a tribute performance at the World Hip Hop Championships and mingle with some of the most talented hip hoppers in the world. It won't be an easy trip for some of the eldest members, especially 96-year-old Violet, who's been advised by her doctor she may not make it back.
I've had to talk to some crew members and some of their family members about, like, are you willing to die for this mission to Las Vegas? And some of them have come back and said yes. And Violet, who's our oldest member, who's 96, her and her family have agreed that if something awful happens, that she will just get cremated over there and come back as hand luggage inside a Tupperware container.